Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of July 2020. Supreme Court has allowed the application filed by the Inquiry Commission in the plea seeking for investigation into the alleged encounter of four accused persons on the 6th of December 2019 in Hyderabad, praying for an extension of 6 months for submission of final report. Madras High Court has pulled up the state prison authorities on being intimated that the police officials accompanying the convicts coming out on parole are taking money in the name of charges from the latter's families, and has directed invocation of Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988 against such officials. Punjab and Haryana High Court has denied bail to a gang rape accused, observing that merely because the DNA report of the rape victim does not match with the petitioner cannot conclude that the petitioner is not involved in the crime. Central government has notified Consumer Protection, e-commerce, rules, 2020 to prevent unfair trade practices in e-commerce, direct selling, and also to protect the interest and rights of consumers. Supreme Court has dismissed seeking issuance of directions to the Director General of Police of States and respective Home Secretaries for devising a mechanism of ensuring supply of certified copy of first information report to accused within 24 hours of the same being sought. Supreme Court has expressed concerns over indiscriminate dumping of biomedical waste by some private hospitals near open forests areas in Delhi, especially amid the COVID crisis. The court has sought an action plan from the government for efficient disposal of biomedical waste by Delhi private hospitals. Supreme Court has directed the centre to expedite steps to ensure that all vacancies are filled at the earliest, taking note of the appalling situation regarding vacancies in the National Green Tribunal, Western Zone. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi University, DU, to submit the data of final year students' mock tests to gauge the preparedness of the university to conduct online open book examination. Delhi High Court has given the liberty to make a representation before an appropriate authority in a plea seeking establishment of a system for re-registration of all documents in order to dispense with the physical presence of all the parties. Delhi High Court has granted bail to Fortis healthcare promoter Shivinder Mohan Singh in a money laundering case against him. Bombay High Court has quashed a first information report filed against a 25-year-old man accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old boy after the father of the victim and the accused reached an amicable settlement. Kerala High Court has dismissed a plea challenging takeover of an apartment building for using it as COVID first line treatment center. Karnataka High Court has directed the Registrar General of the High Court to register a resumo to criminal petition under section 482 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 to quash a private complaint lodged against a judicial magistrate first class. Karnataka High Court has observed that a victim under the Scheduled Castes and Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989 includes not only the person who sustains injuries arising out of the crime but also his parents and family members. Punjab and Haryana High Court has denied default bail to an accused on the grounds that he was not entitled to dual benefit of default bail and interim bail on account of the COVID-19 pandemic, and is now finally required to surrender on the 4th of September, 2020. Central government has established the Central Consumer Protection Authority with its headquarters at New Delhi, with effect from the 24th of July 2020. Central government has reportedly issued formal sanction letter for grant of permanent commission to women officers in Indian Army.